Dictation for Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Piotrowski, P as in Paul, I-O, T as in today, R-O-W-S-K-I, June 25, 57, addresses a letter to Dr. Young, is a Y-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Young, follow up from Julie with a liver transplant and progressive renal failure. Last visit was in January. Recently discharged from the hospital, McLaren, M-C-L-A-R-E-N, Mount Pleasant. She was there April 3rd to April 5th with difficulty breathing, congestive heart failure, bilateral pleural effusion, ascites, she denies pneumonia, heart attack, supposed to be doing salt fluid restriction, post-hospital weight was 131 pounds, she has not been able to check her weight since, uses oxygen 24 hours, 2 liters, chronic chest pain, no palpitations, no syncope, chronic orthopnea, 3 pillow, no PND, there is no purulent material hemoptysis, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies blood in the stools, no bleeding, urine without infection, cloudiness of blood, supposed to follow with CHF clinic, Mrs. Garcia, today she missed her appointment, presently on Bumex, 1 milligram twice a day. I review medications, short long-acting insulin. Notice the Nurantin, nitrates, Norvasc, Coric, cholesterol treatment, Ranexa for chronic angina, her transplant medicine, tacrolimus, which is 1 milligram twice a day. Next paragraph, blood pressure today high, 175/96. She's able to speak in full sentences, alert oriented, good historian, no evidence of severe respiratory distress at rest. Next paragraph, chemistries. At the time of discharge from the hospital, April 5th, creatinine of 3 for a GFR of 15, that will be a stage 4-5 of lisinopril. Recently, high potassium treated in the hospital with Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A. Potassium remains high at 5.5, low sodium 133, metabolic acidosis of 21, uncontrolled diabetes in the 220s. Severe anemia 7.6 with a normal white blood cell platelets, MCB at 93. Back in January, ferritin 163, saturation 16%. I reviewed the discharge summary with the patient. They report an echocardiogram with a 59% ejection fraction. However, there is severe tricuspid regurgitation and moderate aortic insufficiency. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD is stage 4-5. Next number, hyperkalemia. Next number, CHF decompensation. The importance of salt fluid restriction, daily weights. Continuous same Bumex, add metolazone 5 milligrams in a daily basis. New chemistries on Friday. Reassessment in a week. That will also help with high blood pressure. Next number, liver transplant. Next number, high-risk medication, tacrolimus, which likely is behind the progressive renal failure. Next number, congestive heart failure with predominance of right-sided, including ascites, pleural effusion, lower extremity edema. Next number, uncontrolled diabetes. Next number, severe anemia. She does not report any gastrointestinal bleeding. This is likely representing advanced renal failure and chronic disease. Has received in the past EPO treatment. Next number, valvular heart disease as indicated above. Next paragraph, comments, condition is guarded. She understands that might require dialysis if she fails to diurese or diuresis causes worsening of kidney function, importance of the diet, including low phosphorus, low potassium. Presently does not require phosphorus binders. We will monitor secondary hyperparathyroidism for potential vitamin D125. We might need to use Lokelma or similar few days a week to help with the potassium. She needs to follow with the other consultants. She does have prior coronary artery disease and prior stenting. Her respiratory failure is multifactorial, including COPD, smoker, CHF, valvular abnormalities. She also has atrial fibrillation, rate control. She's not anticoagulated. End of dictation.